AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Egypt says ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas have ended with no agreement. President Biden says the goal is for a ceasefire starting March 10th, the start of Ramadan.
There's got to be a ceasefire because Ramadan, if we get into a circumstance where this continues through Ramadan, Israel and Jerusalem, again, it could be very, very dangerous.
Hamas has refused to release all of the estimated 100 hostages it holds and the remains of about 30 more unless Israel ends its offensive, withdraws from Gaza, and releases a large number of Palestinian prisoners. It's Super Tuesday, the biggest single-day delegate haul for either party heading toward November.
Unlike past years, this is essentially Super Tuesday in name only. Both the Democratic and Republican bids are effectively sealed, with Joe Biden and Donald Trump easily winning most every contest so far. St. Anselm College's Chris Galdieri expects more of the same.
Rather than some suspense as to the outcome.
Neither man will get enough delegates to become the presumptive nominee today, though they will move that much closer to a historic rematch, one many voters like Sean Cunningham in North Carolina don't want.
Unfortunately, I'm not a big fan of Trump, not a big fan of Biden. Those seem to be the two choices we're going to have.
Come November.
I guess I'm leaning Biden.
For a simple reason.
I like Trump the least out of the two.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Five people were on board a small plane that crashed near downtown Nashville. Kendra Loney is with Nashville Fire.
It did, as witnesses describe, implode on impact. That impact was catastrophic and did not leave any survivors.
The pilot told air traffic controllers he could see the runway they were clearing, but he couldn't reach it. Alabama lawmakers have filed a bill to shield providers of in vitro fertilization from the fallout of a court ruling that equal frozen embryos to children. This is AP News. Ukraine claims it sunk another Russian warship in the Black Sea. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
As Kyiv's forces continue to take aim at targets deep behind the war's front lines. Russian authorities have not confirmed the claim. Kyiv says a special operations unit destroyed the large patrol ship Sergei Kotov overnight with uncrewed vessels designed and built in Ukraine and laden with explosives. The patrol ship reportedly can carry cruise missiles and around 60 crew. The Ukrainian claim could not immediately be independently verified. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The International Criminal Court issued arrest warrants for two high-ranking Russian military officials on charges linked to attacks on civilian infrastructure in Ukraine. It's only the second time the global court has publicly announced arrest warrants linked to Russia's war in Ukraine. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.